Festival here in the forest of Nairobi. Welcome, may you all get what you came for by visiting this festival, new inspirations in your life, purity of heart, much necessary. And yes, that you can come closer to the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Shanti. to stay in hiding.
Poder de voz ao Irânia Kashipu began to systematically change the whole way the universe functioned. He forbade the brahmanas to perform their yajnas to the Lord, and he finally proclaimed himself to be the only one who was to be worshipped. He really replaced himself, at least in his mind he did so, with Krishna. Terrible. So the rulers who were helpless, who couldn't face him in battle, finally, after trying anything in their power to obstruct Hiranyakashipu's military campaigns, which were very obvious to everyone, it was very clear that what he wanted, the unchallenged rule over the universe, with the goal to establish himself as the only Lord of all that is. Very terrible. Finally, it made click in the rulers of the universe, and they did what they should have done much, much earlier. They took shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. And they approached him in prayer, and then the Lord answered to them. I've chosen this verse, and the answer you will hear in a minute. I've chosen this verse because I personally also feel that, especially in the last few months, this is very difficult. It seems that Kali has just won a little bit more territory in his plan to expand his rule in this universe. I have watched wars, refugees coming, crises in the different governments. I was dealt very unfairly with by one government of the world. I was forbidden entry in their country on very flimsy grounds. I've never experienced such unfairness. I cannot say it because I'm by this government watched very closely. Maybe I will never get a visa if I don't humbly accept I don't even want to say anything bad about it, but I've personally seen it gets under the skin. I have seen unnecessary quarrels in ISKCON happening, except for in the Bell case. That's absolutely free from this. God's grace. And so on. And unnecessary. About small things. Big problems. So I also feel as someone who tries to be a devotee that it's time to go to Krishna and like the rulers of the universe, they saw, alone we can't solve this this spread of Hiranyakashipu's terror regime, you can only call it. So they approached the Lord. And then the Lord spoke to them. It is really wonderful what he said. And the Prabhupada, I think, as you listen to this, you will gain great happiness in your heart. So, now the Lord speaks. Okay? The voice of the Lord vibrated as follows. That's how he always talks. O best of learned persons, do not fear. Master, do not fear. Mahavishnu, do not fear. I wish all good fortune to you. Become my devotees by hearing and chanting about me and offering me prayers. For these are certainly meant to award benedictions to all living entities. I know all about the activities of Hiranyakashipu, and I shall surely stop them very soon. Please wait patiently until that time. How assuring, how kind of the Lord. How, you know, he speaks to devatas, his people who were really helpless and trembling. He says, Svechi viti uve ilu. Everything will be okay, don't worry. Just become my devotees. Hear more about me, chant about me, offer me prayers. And then he says, Madarshana, by this, you will surely obtain my darshan. He says, I will appear very soon, very soon. Please wait patiently until that time. This is a beautiful explanation to this. And I know you are tired, and to read or to hear a text which is read early in the morning before breakfast is challenging, but I know you can do it. Please concentrate. Sometimes people are very much eager to see God. In considering the word Madarshanam, see me, which is mentioned in this verse, one should note that in Bhagavad Gita the Lord says, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati, in the 18th chapter, text 55. And this verse says, by bhakti you can know me, I will appear before you entire. In other words, the ability to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or to see him or talk with him, depends on one's advancement in devotional service, which is called bhakti. In bhakti, there are 9 different activities. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Darshanam, Sakyam, Arnavivedanam. Because all these, I lost it. Maybe is this for Shuru? Ah, it's gross, look at this. Because all these devotional activities are absolute. Well, all these devotional activities of devotional service are the same level. There is no fundamental difference between worshipping the deity in the temple, seeing him and chanting his glories. Indeed, all of these are ways of seeing him, for everything done in devotional service is a means of direct contact with the Lord. Can we read this again, please? Indeed, all of these are ways of seeing him. Please listen, you can listen much more intensely, I can feel it. For everything done, including what we did yesterday, and including what we will do today, for everything done in devotional service is a means of direct contact with the Lord. The vibration of the Lord's voice appeared in the presence of all the devotees. And although the person vibrating the sound was unseen to them, they were meeting or seeing the Lord because they were offering prayers and because the vibration of the Lord was present. Contrary to the laws of the material world, there's no difference between seeing the Lord, offering prayers, and hearing the transcendental vibration. Pure devotees, therefore, are fully satisfied by glorifying the Lord. Such glorification is called kirtan. Performing kirtan and hearing the vibration of the sound Hare Krishna is actually seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. I'm always surprised when I hear such sentences, but then I remember Prabhupada throughout his literary work says that chanting Hare Krishna means associating with the Lord. He sometimes says this. He says it actually means seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. So one must realize this position, and then one will be able to understand the absolute nature of the Lord's activities. Wonderful. So nice. So nicely explained. Very deeply explained.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nirvikalpine
put before all of you is a Vajra child, just maybe 14, 15 years, that said, ask me, what is the purpose of the world? Why is this all here? Why is it here the way it is here? What would you say? Everything has a purpose, this microphone has a purpose, it's very clear. But last, very good, this is very clear. It has the seeing aid. This cup has to hold the water. If it cracks, the purpose of the cup cannot be fulfilled, and we will dispose of it. What is the purpose of this world?
To give the conditioned souls an opportunity to perform a sacrifice and therefore go back to the spiritual world. Give the conditioned souls an opportunity either to learn the futility of trying to gratify their senses, or to perform sacrifice for the Supreme Lord, and therefore qualify themselves to go back to the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Anyone will answer? Any other answer? Mm-hmm. Yes, one other.
Srila Prabhupada was directly asked this question in Caracas, Venezuela, and his answer was one word, Ananda.
The purpose of this word is Ananda.
Prabhupada's one-word answer,
yeah,
correct?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I would say, because I'm working with the children all the time, almost. Mm-hmm. The purpose is to learn to love and to be loved, to give love and to receive love. Respect others and to learn to accept respect.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not sure, do you mind mentioning, but I heard it recently that this word is like when pilots want to fly, so they need to first practice in these simulations how to fly their airplane, so that later when they come to the spiritual world they can really do that, to have this loving relationship with unconditional love, so to practice this in this simulation like this word is now.
We can see there are several answers to this question. I would like to concentrate on an answer which, and I guess, yes, there are many perspectives always to question, and answers can be given to different perspectives. I would like to take one perspective which is taken in Harinam Chintamani, where Haridas Thakur is quoted as saying, the only purpose of this world is to correct the truant, means absent-minded, mentality of the conditioned soul. It's a little bit like the answer which our Prahlada Maharaj has given to this question. It's a house of reform. We are meant to reform something, that is our absent-mindedness towards Krishna. We need to develop our relationship to Krishna. That's the only purpose, as far as Haridas Thakur then and footnote Bhaktivinoda Thakur is concerned. And Srila Prabhupada in his in the lecture in London had personally answered this question which I had put him. I was also very young, very young when I asked this question, very nervous, and he told me, you are a criminal. You have to reform, and that's why you're in this world, and then develop your relationship with Krishna again, become good. And I found this at that time very, this answer very, I can say,
I decided to become a devotee after this. I was not decided when I asked the question. I was a new arrival in our movement. And I decided on this basis, yes, I will try to do it with your kind help, or guidance. I will try to develop my relationship to Krishna. I found this when the child answered or asked me this question, I found this a very good question, a question to remind all of us at times. We are here in this world to develop our relationship with Krishna. And the world works in such a way as to facilitate this. Our professor, Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj, has said the word facilitate means to make something easy. It's easy in this world. The world moves in such a way that it's easy actually for someone who is a little thoughtful to say, okay, I better turn to the Lord. But just like the devatas, who are devotees of the Lord, did this only in the very, very last moment when nothing else worked. We also remember this maybe in the last moment when we are. The Bhagavatam says not even on a deathbed a person will remember this in Kali Yuga, that you have to turn to the Lord. It's the world is moving in this way. The only way to deal with the problems which the world offers to you is to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Our talented young Maharaj, Vairagi Bhai, yes, Swami Bhaktyananda Tirtha Maharaj said so nicely, you have to make the categorical jump. Most of us try to deal with the difficulties in this world by just making a worldly adjustment, turning to people of the world, turning to arrangements, turning to our own intelligence, our money sometimes. No, doctor, please help me. I'm damaged. We go to the doctor, and so on. But we miss our appointment with the only doctor who can help. It is Krishna. There was I shared with our intelligent young Maharaj this analogy which I heard but in the early days about people who make this mistake to try to fight the problems which the world offers by staying in that category, that means the world, I shared something from the German world of fairy tales. There was this Mr. Münchhausen, Baron Münchhausen, who was once drowning in a swamp. But then, in order to help himself, he pulled himself out by his hair, and then he could come to the good land. This is it's a lie, and it doesn't work. He stayed in the category, in other words. He did take shelter at a tree which was standing outside of the swamp. I gave him another analogy, and I think it's that you will appreciate. But it's too long. Let's stay with the German fairy tale. I want to get to something else. No, only Krishna can help. Turning to Krishna and having Madarshanam, how do we do this? How do we make this appointment with the Lord? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says to Krishna, "Oh my dear Lord, you are the expert doctor who can cure our disease of samsara." So the Lord then has given all of his devotees an appointment, how they can come to him, how they can meet him, how to take his consultation, come in his good doctor room. And the devotees are not taking it. No. His appointment is very important. He is giving you this. You should take. I remember a few months ago, or since my birth, I had a hernia problem, and it became so bad last Govardhan retreat that sometimes I would get up from the class and then my intestines came out. Only the dhoti prevented everyone to see. It was big like a ball, and it was shocking and embarrassing. What if everyone, if my stomach is in the dust of Raj? So I got an appointment. So many connections which we had established in preaching to the best doctor of Germany for hernia. His name is, by the way, if you ever have it, Professor Kirkeling. This man is magic. From Kuwait and Dubai, people come for his surgery. He's world famous with a net, minimal invasion technology, and it always works and so on. It is so difficult to have an appointment with him. I heard even, maybe that was a rumor, but they say Obama wanted to get an appointment. He had to wait for Professor Kirkeling. But we have our preaching contact. And we got a contact. And the doctor said, "Okay, in between two surgeries, I will see this Mr. Monk, but he has to be there on the minute. If he misses the appointment, it will be after half a year that I can see him." So, do you know what I did? I came untypically too early. Hare Krishna thought it's got a little too late. Untypically too early, because I did not want to miss this opportunity. He saw me, the doctor said, "Okay, I have no days free, but I will make a day because my other doctor told me I have to do it to go to heavens." I will see you in exactly 1 week. You have to be here. You have to be on the minute then, because I will squeeze you in, and I make one shake of Dubai. He can wait. He is not so serious. I was there 5 minutes too early. I was dressed the surgical dress, you know, and everything, and I even gave my vein. There's here, put the juice inside. I'm in full trust in Professor Kirkeling. He did everything, and it works very well. Yesterday, I could dance for the first time to my heart's content since many years. Because of Professor Kirkeling. I think you wouldn't like to applaud, because I will now make a point. This was only a little example for what I want you to do in your life. You have to also not miss your appointment with Krishna. Professor Kirkeling, he cannot cure the ills of Kali Yuga. He cannot cure your problems, you know, that, that you are misunderstood, that someone makes politics against you, threw you out of the temple maybe, or something which doesn't happen in the Balkans, you know, these heavy political things, but something similar, you know. You may feel unjust, you may feel that you have an appointment with Krishna. What is the, and you should not miss it. Don't applaud to a silly little story about Professor Kurtling. You have to now applaud to your own coming too early to this appointment. You should go also do this now. Hare Krishna, almost preaching to you, I've noticed. What is the appointment? Here in Shastra, in the Bhagavatam, the Lord says, O best of learned persons, do not fear. I wish all good fortune to you. Become my devotees by hearing and chanting about me and offering me prayers. So three things. Hearing, chanting, and offering prayers. For these are certainly meant to award benedictions to all living entities. I know all about the activities of so-and-so. Yes, dear Adyakashipu, in your life it may be someone else. And shall surely stop them very soon. Please wait patiently until that time. This turning to Krishna is the turning point in the life of a conditioned soul. It's the turning point is not necessarily to get a spiritual name. The turning point is not necessarily to be a seeker. The turning point is not even necessarily to greet ourselves with Hari Bol, not Hey Buddy, any longer. The turning point is when you turn to Krishna. And this is stated in the 11th canto, Bhayam Vitiniye Satahasya. We must turn to our photographic.
This should be part of the
Shat.
Avatasya Vipardo Smithi.
Avatasya Vipardo Smithi. Combined intelligence, we can do everything. very nice verse. It says, fear arises when we turn against Krishna, and Prabhupada says, when we become, our intelligence becomes topsy-turvy, wrong, and we become, Prabhupada says, his competitor. We want to do everything on our own, independently from Krishna. But this can be cured only by turning to the Lord and worshipping Him as our Guru, as our deity, and as our very life. This is the end of the verse. Turning to Krishna. Jiva Goswami has picked this verse as the introduction to his treatise on bhakti, where he wants to explain what is bhakti. In the very beginning he says, first you must turn, bhakti means to turn to Krishna again, and do this. Narada Muni, so how do you turn to Krishna as a conditioned soul? It means to hear Krishna, to chant Krishna's name, and to offer him prayers. Narada Muni had a similar situation at the Devata. Not similar, actually. The Lord appeared to him, but not directly. He spoke to him. Well, first he appeared directly, then he disappeared. And then he spoke to him. as a voice and encouraged him to chant. And Narada Muni did this, and he says in the Bhagavata, Krishna appears at once on the seat of my heart as if called for as soon as I begin to chant about his holy name, his holy activities, like this. This is a way how we can make contact. We usually understand Madarshana or the darshan that show me God. But we can, the Lord first appears in sound, not through the eyes, because our eyes are not capable to see the Lord. And I can't even see this text right before my eyes without the glass. I can see in the distance very nicely, but in the front I can't see what lies before me. I'm a little foolish. You know, all diseases have also another explanation. They are meant to teach you something. So someone who has short sight, is it short sight and you can't see what's in front of you? I'm not short-sighted. That means I cannot always see what is directly in front of my eyes. I have to learn to be more careful about what comes rightly into my life. For good reason. That's the esoteric explanation of my seeing problem. It's not on the actual problem, it's just a little comment. We cannot see the Lord. Our eyes are very limited, but we can hear His holy name, and then He appears to us in the seat of the heart. He is there. Yesterday we talked how you should chant. What is the perfection of your japa? It comes from Dhyan Chandra Swami. He says, good japa means you hear, you let the sound vibration enter your mind. This happens through the oral channel. And then you meditate with your mind on the core of the mantra. And the core of the Hare Krishna mantra is it's somebody. Radha and Krishna are identical with their holy names, and they are really saying, no, only Krishna. Really? Then I'm for this, you know. And they were so absolutely, so nice. Then one devotee said to me, well, there was a little problem in Belgrade. Little, why don't you make the two parties dance together? You know, hold hands together. Said, well, we are the Hare Krishnas. We don't believe in these things that we are harmonizing by chanting. We are not taking our philosophy very seriously. I think it's too early. Everyone can feel it. Why don't we feel it? That the chanting of the holy name, taking shelter, it works. It puts us first on the spiritual platform, and from there it's easy to deal with our differences. You know, yes, someone said the wrong thing, and someone did the wrong thing, and there was this wrong, and then yes. But go to the spiritual platform and deal with it from there, and you will see it is very easy. It is very easy. It will work. Prabhupada, he said this to, you know, in old times, to the GBC people. He said, I mean, they are good devotees. I'm not now saying something to be very clear here. He said, your resolutions?
Resolution. revolution, dissolution, no solution.
Revolution,
dissolution, no solution.
No solution. Instead, why don't you chant? He said this, and I know when he said it, we all thought how impractical. He is a sadhu, we are not. But he addressed this, and I please excuse me, I know I get on your nerves because you all know I have certain issues in my mind when I talk like this. I must admit I'm not. Yes, but please don't become disturbed by me. It really can work. It can really work. But it is a work which everyone must do. You must show up for the appointment. That means you must show up in your japa. Not just in the body, with your heart. You must show up in your hearing the Bhagavatam. Not just doing it mechanically, but letting the sound vibration enter you. Let it form your worldview. You must show up in your prayers. Not just folding the hands. You must be there completely. And the Lord has promised He will come. He will come. He will come. He always comes. And then solutions can be worked out. I'm not saying that solutions, that there must be no meetings and no intense discussions and what is right and what is wrong we must find out very clearly and willingly. It is all necessary. But from the after we have done the categorical jump, our intelligent Maharaj was instructing us. Yeah, okay. And then we are out of the soup, and then we can, or out of the soup, and we can see from there, deal from there. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I don't feel very satisfied with this lecture because the voice is all over the place. I'm very sorry, but what to do? I'm becoming an old man. I have to ask sometimes say what I think needs to be said. Hare Krishna. Dobro. So, any question to this lecture? Yes, our Professor Maharaj? No, I don't want to start a new tradition here.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for your heartfelt and illuminating discussions. I'm in a mood to be devil's advocate.
Please.
May I? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to the verse and the circumstance of the verse. The demigods.
Please tell me if I need help.
The demigods are all disturbed, so they're going and they're praying, and the Lord is reassuring them because. This big demon has taken over. So now, for a moment, I'm going to be an amateur political scientist.
Please.
Okay. Political science is very much about power.
Power,
yes. And it can be said, and I'm sure some political scientist somewhere has said, that politics is very much about filling power vacuums. Mm-hmm. Politicians or persons who are looking for power are very alert when they see some condition where power is not being exercised or being imperfectly exercised. So I'm just thinking, why would Hiranyakashipu be so successful in taking the position that he did? Of course, we understand the story of the performance therapies and so on. But could it be that the demigods, and I think with the demigods, perhaps Lord Vishnu is also implicated, that there is a sense that some sort of neglect was going on in their administration of the universe, and therefore Hiranyakashipu simply had, you know, he felt it was necessary to take this position to fill the gaps. And so we might feel a little sympathy with Hiranyakashipu for simply doing what he saw as his duty. I'm just sort of rambling on, but could you or would you like to comment on this perspective, perhaps in context of more immediate concerns?
Yes, that was this. Thank you very much. I believe, let me try to, because if I answer, I need to really answer really the point which is there. I think if I understood you correctly, you said you wanted to speak on the use of power in filling those areas in life where power is not exercised properly. Let me ask you, do you speak of the abuse of power here, that powerful people misuse their power when it should not be done and they see a chance to control the less powerful, or do you think of just doing necessary adjustments where space out happened?
No, I'm thinking in a more neutral sense. Mm-hmm. That it may even be a sort of unconscious perception, but some sort of perception that there is a need, that, you know, why are there demigods? Because there is a need for control, for everything to function nicely.
They may have not have done it.
Yeah, maybe they're sleeping or whatever.
And then, Well, let me try to answer on a spiritual, that is an absolute platform. You will be amazed, or we are amazed, and Bhakti Thakur says even the demons feel fulfill a role in Krishna's plan. Or Krishna's Leela. He speaks of Jagai and Madai as doing demoniac things, and they were really demoniac things. I heard they attacked pilgrims, they beat them, they killed them. There were cases of rape reported, done by Jagai and Madai. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, even they who abused power played a role in the Lord's Leela. If you look from the absolute platform, everything which happens is controlled by the Lord, and therefore part of the Lord's arrangement to make the purpose or to fulfill the purpose of the world, that is to reform us conditioned souls so that we take shelter in Krishna. Yeah, so from that point of view, I believe we can also answer your question on a more, let me say, immediate in a more immediate way, where issues which we have in our movement are there. Sometimes power may be needed to move within structures where impossible things are happening. And I know our GBC has to sometimes use the authority granted to that body as the ultimate decision-making authority. They have to use the power and go into these areas where there are power vacuums, as you so nicely explained, and do some surgical operations
which may not be liked
by those who have not done everything very nicely, and then will find themselves at that moment at the receiving end, so to say. That is very necessary. I can only say, yeah, sometimes our GPC members who take this role and who have to do this, they are sometimes Vaishnavas. They also don't like to do this, but they have to do the how do you call it, that hated job, you know. No one else will do it. They have to do it. I think we have to understand them and support them. It is a difficult thing. Yes. It seems you had something in mind which I may have not addressed. So, because at the moment I'm a little tired, I can't read the mind, nor would I dare it in your case. I admit I may have not satisfied your inquiry. It's okay, very well. It is a gentleman, yes. Good. Teacher, Puri, yes.
I have a question, please. Also regarding this background and Hiranyakashipu. This is what you said, and we heard from Shri Prabhupada to chant. We know that chanting is a solution for all our individual problems. And we have heard this too many stories, we know this. On the other hand, we also heard from Shri Prabhupada that sometimes he didn't just come to his disciples and just chant. He was very firm in his statements, like how are you, kings, and so on. I come back to Krishna and Hiranyakashipu. Why Krishna did not come to Hiranyakashipu and made him chanting, bring him and the delegates come together chanting? Why did he correct him so severely that he killed him? And it's not only once. In his next life, Krishna again came and corrected him by taking his life. And he did it the third time in his form of Krishna. And then finally, after correcting him so severely, four times, he comes and then gives him mercy that he comes and chants Hare Krishna. We know that Krishna can everything. He could have come already in first incarnation without so severe connecting him by killing him. He could come here and make him chanting Hare Krishna and become the fruit of waters. So what?
Thank you very much for your question. Yes, sometimes corrections are necessary. Ishwar Puri is saying Hiranyakashipu was also Jaya and Vijaya, you know, deep devotees, but of course on the Leela platform there is a reason for this, which, but you are referring to something else, not the Leela. There's sometimes, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes a very, very important point when he deals with, when he explains the way the Lord shows mercy. And he says the first installment of the Lord's mercy is tormenting sometimes his devotees. And then he gives them a rain of overwhelming sweetness. I know you're shocked. What? The Lord gives tormenting mercy. This refers
for the Lord making an arrangement to correct his devotees. It's sometimes painful. And the example which is given by him is, because the devotee does not see at this moment properly, he needs this tormenting mercy, this bitter mercy, so to say, where he is corrected to see. This example is, when someone doesn't see very nice, the mother or the doctor may put on an eye ointment, a balm, which bites in the eye, but afterwards you see. This is how a devotee deals with the when things happen to him which are slightly difficult. He doesn't blame Krishna, but he understands the Lord is correcting me now, and he humbly accepts. If he does not humbly accept, it will come again, the same correction. If he does then not humbly correct, except it can come again and again, like, you know, hitting the wall again and again. And I believe very strongly that sometimes we don't accept this. But we say, but we have our point of view, and we will say, but can't anyone see this is right, I'm right. And then the correction comes that it should be seen as the first installment of Krishna's mercy. He will correct us, and we should humbly accept this and learn what we need to learn.
I could tell you many. See, I'm a little temperamental by nature. I got a few of these tormenting. In fact, mostly, when you see mostly, my dear devotees, don't be so afraid of misery. It is sometimes good when you are a devotee. We just had an hour little preaching party. We are the party, not Thakur Bhajan Band. Sometimes we are called the Sambandha Bhajan Band. This evening you will also hear us. Our little band, Bhajan Band, is together, it's complete with three people. And one of our members had also felt some pain in the heart because the Lord corrected him. He showed him, you are not always taking shelter at my lotus feet, and you should. And some correction was there. And the devotee, we discussed this at that. This is maybe the first installment of Krishna's mercy. Wait. Then I asked the devotee, so yesterday we went home and I asked, so how is everything? And then this morning I asked, and then yesterday we were just only interested in sleeping if we came back so late. Ooh. And then the devotee said this morning, I feel very fulfilled. Because if you accept when you are corrected and don't fight with it, then very quickly everything is normal for you. Thank you for this question, which is important for the complete picture. Okay. But don't forget, taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet and proper chanting is the one lesson we need. The world was created for this. Let us not forget the main lesson for the minor points. The main lesson, main lesson. I want to end here. I see Mata Muni's very, very strong presence. I've seen you probably. But before ending, I must take a little advertisement. It is a fantastic book. No, I'm serious. Sometimes I'm a little joyful, but let's be serious. This is one of the guidebooks in our tradition. It's Mana Shiksha, Instructions to the Mind, our mind. No? It is presented very nicely by our Bhumala Mataji with a first-class translation with the with the purpose or explanation of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and so that we all understand it is there are four commentaries, very tasteful, very important commentaries by luminaries like His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, and also Omala has given a really eye-opening foreword to this really necessary, very good philosophical explanation. It is a very, very nice book that I think every one of us should have one of these. It's only 20 euros, which is ridiculously cheap.
And Satchitananda Maharaj's commentary is in there.
Not important. Yes, so it can be obtained at a table, Omala will be personally there. Sorry?
Right here, we have we only have 10 copies.
10 copies and fighting is forbidden.
and it goes first to people from Serbia, or anyone who's, if you're from Slovenia or Croatia, you can take last. Or especially from Slovenia, we have another set of books coming to Slovenia.
Okay.
So if you're from Slovenia, please wait.
Show your Serbian passport in other Thank you very much. And wait. Here's Swami Mahoney to give us an orientation for the day. Hare Krishna.